Hello and welcome to Bites by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee, and today we have a special guest, Scott Hunter from Microsoft. Scott, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So you are principal program manager, boss of Scott Hanselman, but that really doesn't describe what you do, right? You guys call yourself web platform team, something like that?
Yeah, we call ourselves web platform team because our group basically is responsible for all the web platform pieces that come out of Microsoft. That could be IIS, the web server. It could be ASP.NET, the framework. It could be all the frameworks that build on top of that, MVC, web API, web pages, including the Visual Studio tooling that goes along with web as well. So we like to call ourselves web platform because we think of all the pieces that make up web are part of our team.
Right, and that leads perfectly into some pretty exciting announcements you guys made in the OSS space recently, right?
Yeah, I'm super excited about, Scott Hanselman and I have been pushing for this for 5 years now, and it's finally nice to see the culmination, to see that we've actually been able to ship MVC, web API, and web pages as an OSS project.
But they've always been open source.
True. We released the source code for MVC a couple years ago. I think it was 2008, 2009. But we didn't take community takebacks. And so the change now is, you know, you can work on the code if you want to.
So OSS scares me. Guys like me checking in code to your product. I'm fascinated by the process of this. It can't be as rogue and renegade as it appears.
No, it is. Most people, when they hear open source, are like, oh, that means anybody can just go check in whatever they want, and the product's going to become unstable and crazy, and Microsoft's lost control of it. And that's super far from the truth. The way we work is we're going to publish a roadmap. This is a roadmap that the team comes up with based on the input that we get from our customers. And what we'll do is we'll let customers actually work via the OSS project. They can actually help us drive that roadmap. But that roadmap is something that we all agree on and stick with, and that drives the future direction of the project. If somebody actually came to us with a check-in that did not fit the roadmap, we would reject the check-in.
Like 3D for MVC.
Yeah, if you want to do 3D or 4D with MVC, that's not currently in our roadmap. Mobile, yes. HTML5, yes. 3D, no.
So then go a little bit deeper into the process. So maybe someone checks in a bug fix, and it's legitimate in your roadmap. What actually happens after they...
What will actually happen behind the scenes, as soon as a third party decides to issue a pull request with a fix, what we'll actually do is the exact same ASP.NET team that's been working on this product for the last 5 years will sit in a room, take a look at the code. They'll look to see, does it meet our coding guidelines? Does it meet our formatting guidelines? Does it have the same unit tests that we actually support, require for any code in our product? If it does not have those things, we would reject the change to the developer and explain to them why we rejected it. But we'll only take things in at the same quality level that we are at today. So it's not Wild West, anybody can do whatever they want to do. It's gated by the same coding standards and practices that we've always had for the last couple of years.
And you've published the roadmap, you published the coding standard, you published a number of things that would help a developer contribute.
Yes, if you go to our CodePlex site, there's an entire section on contributing that will actually give you our coding guidelines, our unit testing guidelines, and walk you through the process of exactly how each step along the way things will occur. But you know, the thing I want to make sure our customers are aware of, nothing has changed. It's the same people that work on and review the software today review it in the OSS world.
And you do that like on a weekly triage or something like that?
We do it on a daily triage. It's just the way.
A daily triage. Fascinating. Fascinating. You know, I'm guessing to the app dev folks out there, you know, what a great resume item to be able to check something in to any one of your suite of products. That's pretty exciting stuff. And clearly you have a great job. So thank you and your team, because these are exciting times, what you've guys done.
Can I add one more thing?
I wish you would.
I do want to point out to our big customers that our support policies have not changed as well. So while we have this OSS project and it's out there and you can grab the latest code, we still will ship all these products as part of the regular .NET framework releases, as part of the regular Visual Studio releases, and they are still supported exactly the same way. So if you don't want to play in the open source world, you want to wait for the regular releases.
Right.
Those will still exist exactly the way they always have. The same support policy, you can call our CSS group, and they will support you. We'll put patches and security fixes out. It's the world hasn't really changed, other than we've actually grown our team beyond the size of our team.
Right. Great points. Awesome job. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you guys for watching.